Item number 30 now, Madam Clerk.
Item number 30, project number WP460, Lindsay Park Play Area Replacement, page 94.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this is again another urban park playground replacement program. It actually moves into what we consider Zone 2, because now that we've done a lot of, addressed most of the issues, or if not all the issues that we have in Zone 1, we've now moved on to Zone 2, and we want to take a look at that. And so, like I said, I will share this map with all of you, and so you can see the different parks of where that, where the urban zone is focused on for, this investment.
Thank you, Mr. Keaton. Supervisor Haas.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. My colleagues would have noticed I've been asking, where is this paid from? How is this paid for? They've all been under general obligation bonds until this item, which is coming from sales and use tax revenue, which I find kind of curious. I wanted to point out for the record, for my colleagues' appreciation, this is being not coming from the bonding, but rather from the sales tax revenue.
Oh. Mr. Masterson?
Why?
Can I inquire here now? No, I do inquire, in fact.
Mr. Masterson, how do you respond?
Chairman, Supervisors, think I can answer that. As noted before earlier today, there are a number of ongoing and committed projects that basically ate up $28 million of the 36.5 bonding cap. In order to get in additional needed projects, you had additional sales tax that was used to fund a number of projects. This was one of those projects. Mr. Cady's analysis of the county exec's budget noted that there's approximately $5.8 million of cash finance projects that could be funded through bond projects. This is one of those projects.
This didn't come through the Capital Improvements Committee?
Chairman, Supervisors, I don't believe that this particular project did, but I can check to make sure.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Jersey?
Just so we're clear, I mean, when they say cash financing, it's the same thing as the what I call excess sales tax. My understanding is that we use sales tax to pay the capital debt service. And if there's enough sales tax collected, in other words, it's a good year for sales tax, sometimes we have more sales tax than we needed to pay off debt service. That's what they either call cash financing or what I call excess sales tax. That's my understanding, correct? Yes?
Well, I'd like an explanation of that. Isn't this part of the base sales tax that's been budgeted? Yeah. Or what is this?
We should get all this straightened out someday.
Chairman, supervisors, Steve, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong. You've got approximately, I don't have the sales tax budget off in front of my head, but I believe that the total debt service amount was scheduled at approximately $42 million this year. Anticipated sales tax coming in was approximately $66 million. So you basically have sales tax available to fund general operating items in the operating budget as well as capital projects. So that's kind of the rough overview of it.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Masterson is correct. I mean, to the extent that you're the first source of sales tax revenues is supposed to use to pay the debt service. The next is to help cash finance capital projects. I do believe that it can be used in the operating budget, and we use it to what they call pre-fund extraordinary expenses, usually associated with fringe benefits. I think that was one of the allowable uses we had under an ordinance use. And then I think, finally, it might have been available for the general fund. But as you can see, to the extent that you can cash finance things, it can free up other dollars elsewhere in the budget. Frees up tax levy that otherwise would have needed to be used to fund those projects.
Well, and that's, you know, with the interest rates being quite low the last number of years, to me it made sense to do more borrowing within limits, and then, you know, have that available over a longer term. So sometimes we keep talking about we're going to pay off debt, and I know the county exec's concerned about that, but I also think it may be a mistake when you've got an ability to borrow at low interest rates. So you're constantly having to balance that.
Anything else? Any other comments, questions? Supervisor Stamper.
Okay. Thank you. I don't see it part of the capital budget. When I just look in the new budget, capital equipment, human service, WIP, Washington Park, in the roof, Washington Park.
Mr. Masterson. Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. That's actually part of the aging's capital requested budget. So that, I believe, is up tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
All right.
Any other Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I had a question. Where does Lindsay Park we're talking about right now?
Yeah.
Lindsay Park. Where does that rank in the Zone 2 portion? Is it safe to say that Lindsay Park is the worst quality playground in Zone 2?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, you can say that, yes.
And Chief Lothala was in Zone 1?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, that is correct. Tiefenthaler actually had a brand new playground installed in 2004. It'll be one of the ones that we'll be looking at to do some sand removal and PIP replacement.
Thank you. Mr. Cady?
Mr. Chairman, I've requested from Mr. Keegan the latest playground condition report, so we should have that for review before the end of the budget review process. So you can have an understanding of just the improvement that the county has made in the overall playground assessments.
Yes.
And also analyze how the projects that are before you now fit into that rating system.
And I will say my colleague to the right frequently refers to such ratings, and he believes you do what you should be doing for the worst, for that which is in the worst condition. It should be done first.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I can say over the past 4 years, we've replaced with the funding from the county executive and your approval, we have replaced 27 playgrounds, and so
27 within the last 4 years.
In the last 4 years, okay. So we are, our playgrounds are in good shape and our kids are safe. So
that's appreciated. That's appreciated by us and our constituents. More importantly, our constituents. Supervisor Jersey,
could you give us an idea what are we doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow is the rest of the capital.
Oh, we didn't finish today.
No, ma'am.
It's half today, half tomorrow.
We got engineering and all that.
We've got other projects. Okay. We've got the Department of Human Services and other items tomorrow.
All the fun stuff was today.
Oh, boy.
I will not be here today.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to remind the chairs that I will be late tomorrow. Tomorrow we have Project Homeless Connect at Marquette University, and I'll be addressing everybody at 9:45. So I will arrive as soon as I can after that.
You can send your remarks along.
And
oh yeah.
And I will not be
here. Only 45 minutes. That's all.
I will not be here. As Chairman Supervisor Cullen will be chairing the meeting.
Okay.
And there will not be a meeting Friday. We will not be meeting Friday. Because we want to make sure that you get some rest to handle the rest of the bus.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Lincoln Park. Hampton Hills.
This meeting is now adjourned. Thank you very much, staff.